if Jesus was tempted in these ways, then how much more will we be? And I pondered them from the point of view of unity and how we long for unity. But certainly I speak from me, whether or not these are true for you. For me, I felt I'm so tempted, as Jesus was tempted, to have his needs met, that I want to do church the way it suits me. I want my needs met. A temptation, maybe for us all. And then the temptation to fling himself off the temple. I know I'm tempted to want to see God do spectacular things. And that's why I want to keep doing church and maybe think that other ways aren't quite so spectacular. And thirdly, when Jesus is tempted to seek his own power, to seek his own kingdom, that we can be tempted to seek power, to seek our way as being the best way. Now, temptation isn't a sin, but giving into it is. Jesus was able to answer each of those temptations for himself from Scripture. And we can answer them all, really, if we look at Jesus' prayer in John 17 for unity and say that must be our priority. We can answer them all by him saying from Luke, seek first his kingdom. It's his kingdom we seek, not our individual church's glory. But maybe you aren't tempted in those ways, but you're tempted in other ways with how difficult it is to think of us being united. So we'll have a moment to individually confess how we are tempted and sometimes give in to those temptations of how difficult it is, the struggle to be one as Christians together in Oadby. A few moments to pray on our own, confessing to the Lord.